I've been reminded by the secretary that we have been able to get the legal advice on the concern raised by Italy, and if we can quickly go back to the Italy concern, please. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The modern technology allows us to get hold of legal advice, even on the fly. It is possible to include a separate paragraph in the report to record what Italy wants to record on this report. However, it is not possible to amend the current paragraph 21 and 22, and if Italy so wishes, we can record their comment as a separate paragraph 22 bis. If Italy has a text to propose at this stage, we could listen to it. Otherwise, we can give Italy some time and come back to this before we finish the adoption of the other parts. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Italy, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je n'ai pas un texte, mais je pense qu'on peut, en considération du fait qu'il y a... on préfère laisser les textes à l'État, parce qu'on a, en tous les cas, c'est une... je n'ai pas un texte et on va chercher de le faire et avant qu'on termine la réunion on le donnera au secrétariat. Merci.
Secrétaire, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Peut-être la délégation italienne pourrait penser à un texte qui pourrait éventuellement lire comme le suivant et puis indiquer son accord ultérieurement. Le nouveau paragraphe 22 bis pourrait lire ainsi. Ultérieurement, la délégation d'Italie a indiqué que sa délégation était en accord avec l'amendement proposé. Point. Et si l'Italie est d'accord, ce paragraphe sera ajouté comme paragraphe 22 bis. Merci.
Can Italy agree with this text, please? Thank you, Italy.
Merci. Oui, pour nous, le texte va bien. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Italy. Then we have 22 bis added. Can we go to paragraphs 36 to 40? Any comments on those paragraphs, please? No? Flag? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 36 to 40 are adopted. Paragraphs 41 to 45, please. Belgium, please.
Merci, merci, Monsieur le Président. Je me permets d'intervenir parce que la traduction au paragraphe 43 sur le 2 petit i, la traduction française ne reflète pas le texte en langue anglaise. Et si vous le permettez, je peux remettre au secrétariat une proposition d'amélioration du texte sans entrer dans les détails qui, je pense, ne se justifient pas.
Thank you. Thank you, Belgium, for that offer, and please do liaise with the Secretariat. Any other comments, please, on paragraphs 40 to 41 to 45? United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We apologize. We want to go back to paragraph 38, if you would indulge us, please. In paragraph 38, we would like to have a clarification, and we actually are going to have a change to paragraph 39 as well. In paragraph 38, the sentence, the commission adopted, we would insert all of the draft standards and related texts. In paragraph 39, at the very end of the sentence, we would change the period to a semicolon and add items adopted without comment are not mentioned in this report, full stop. And we suggest these changes to better clarify this section. If these changes are taken by the chair, we would also suggest that we make similar changes in paragraphs 78 and 79, and we will come back in on those paragraphs. Thank you.
Thank you, United States of America. Secretary, please.
Thank you. The essence of the decision on this agenda item is not actually in paragraph 38 and 39, but rather in Appendix 4, which the Commission will consider later today. With regard to the first suggestion, if the Commission agrees, we can add the reference to all standards, but it does not change the substance of the matter. With regard to the second addition, the Secretariat has some doubts because there are some comments made, but rather of clarification nature, and clarification given during the session, and those comments are not included. Therefore, the addition might lead to some confusion, and if the delegation of the United States agree not to take on board the second amendment to paragraph 39, the report could remain logical in terms of the content in relation to the discussion made. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I see United States in agreement with the Secretary's explanation. So paragraphs 38 will have the text added, all of draft standards, and 39 will remain as it is. We had gone up to paragraphs 45, and seeing no any other flag, then paragraphs 41 to 45 are adopted. Can we go to paragraphs 46 through paragraph 50, please? European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a short question to the Secretariat. I note there is no mention of the adoption of the standard for canned sardines. It's not an issue of contention, but given the long history to this particular issue, I thought it might have merited some mention at least. But I'm not proposing it. Thank you.
Thank you, EC. And Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, there are some technical missions to the content of Appendix 4, and we shall come back to that issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and thank you, EC, for drawing that to our attention. Any other comments, please, on paragraphs 46 to 50? Seeing none, then paragraphs 46 to 50, they are adopted. Can we look at paragraphs 51 to 55, please? Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of minor changes with paragraph 51 to 53. Just for clarification, at the start of 51, I would propose deleting up to of in the first sentence, so you would delete the delegation of Australia speaking on behalf of, and start the sentence, the chairman of the Codex Committee. My second proposed change for this section is under the third dash point, where if you then read the amended text, we have, in inverted commas, where in exceptional cases justified by a documented, which is underscored, public health problem, and problem should be underscored because that was the text that was inserted. And the final point that I'll make is that I've had a quick discussion with Peru, and they will provide some comments to the Codex Secretariat in terms of Spanish translation that impacts on paragraph 31, just to bring it in line with the English text. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia, and Secretary on procedural matters, please, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, on the proposal to amend the first sentence of paragraph 51. The Secretary would like to offer a second draft that would read as follows. The delegation of Australia speaking as the chair of the Codex Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection, etc., because only the delegations can speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification on procedural matter. Any other flag, please? Seeing none, then paragraphs 51 through 55 are adopted with the amendments on paragraphs 51 and as suggested by Australia included. Can we go to paragraphs 56? Down to paragraph 60, please. Any comments on those paragraphs? Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros queremos corregir lo que sale en el párrafo 58, donde en la segunda frase dice la comisión tomó notas de las reservas de Chile, Costa Rica, etcétera. Chile no debería estar allí. Chile expresó su reserva respecto al procedimiento del CCGP y creo que eso debería estar incorporado en el párrafo 56 o como un párrafo 56 bis, donde estamos proponiendo que diga: la delegación de Chile expresó su reserva respecto al procedimiento adoptado en el CCGP en relación a no aceptar observaciones a lo propuesto por el grupo de trabajo, situación que no es coherente con las normas para el funcionamiento de grupos de trabajo físico. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. Chile will be deleted on paragraph 58. And could you slowly, and I really mean slowly, read the proposed text you have just read and also indicate precisely where you would wish the text to be inserted?
Gracias, señor presidente. Esto podría corresponder al párrafo 56 bis. Y diría, la delegación de Chile expresó su reserva respecto al procedimiento adoptado en el CCGP en relación a no aceptar observaciones a lo propuesto por el grupo de trabajo, coma, situación que no es coherente con las normas para el funcionamiento de grupos de trabajo físico. Gracias, señor presidente.
South Africa. Chile, please, if you could provide that text, right? Thank you. And then I have Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina desearía incluir algo en el párrafo 58 que diga en la última al final de la última oración, donde dice luego de Tailandia, que la frase que continúa dijera con respecto a la inclusión de la primera frase del párrafo 12. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. South Africa, please.
Chairperson, just again to clarify, please, that South Africa did not have reservations regarding the adoption of the text, but rather a reservation regarding the procedure that was followed by the CCGP. Because South Africa supported the view that the CCGP actually did not take into consideration the observations or the comments that were made by countries that did not support adoption of this document at step 8. But we did not, in this session, have reservations regarding its adoption at step 8. Thank you.
And South Africa, would you agree, therefore, that we go by Adia name in together with Chile and with the sentence as proposed by Chile? Thank you, South Africa. Any other flag, please? Paraguay, please.
Sí, gracias, presidente. Es con respecto al párrafo 58. Dice, la comisión aprobó el anteproyecto de revisión de las directrices en los trámites 5, 8, omitiendo los trámites 6 y 7. La comisión tomó nota de las reservas de Chile, Costa Rica, México, Paraguay, Sudáfrica y Tailandia sobre la decisión de omitir los trámites 6 y 7. Y ahí en ese punto hemos dado la explicación de por qué. Teniendo en cuenta, entonces solicito la siguiente redacción, que este trámite acelerado es para los documentos que han sido aprobados por o que han revestido de bastante consenso, que no es el caso de este documento, por lo que se impone el trámite uniforme y no el acelerado. Esa fue la explicación de Paraguay y también, según recuerdo, me corrija, México también lo había dicho. Gracias.
Thank you, Paraguay. And secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we are trying to adopt the report of this particular session of the commission rather than the report of the Committee on General Principles. Basically, delegations have the right to have their reservation recorded in the reports of the Commission regarding the decisions taken by the Commission. If the action was taken in another committee, the best place to record the reservation was the report of that committee. However, I think if the Commission so agrees, we can maintain the paragraph 56 bis. And if there are any other countries that wish to associate themselves with Chile and South Africa, we can add those names to the paragraph 56 bis. So this is a proposal from the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Paraguay?
Realmente no me quedó claro, o sea, cuando Paraguay presentó la reserva de omitir los trámites 6 y 7, fundamentó su decisión en ese momento del por qué no estaba de acuerdo con el trámite acelerado. Si la Secretaría propone esa redacción, Paraguay no tendría inconvenientes, en honor al tiempo, las demás delegaciones de agruparse con Chile y... Si bien realmente no creo, no refleja lo que hemos dicho, no existirían inconvenientes de la propuesta del señor secretario. Gracias.
Thank you, Paraguay, and we shall add your name with that of Chile and South Africa, please. The Secretary has a better proposal. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If 4 countries that appear in the paragraph 58 could so agree, we can make some addition to the second sentence of paragraph 58, so that the paragraph 58 would read as follows. The Commission noted reservations of Costa Rica, Mexico, Paraguay, and Thailand on the decision to omit steps 6 and 7 who requested another round of discussion on this document before final adoption, comma, as well as reservations of Argentina, Costa Rica, Paraguay, and Thailand on the inclusion of the first sentence of paragraph 12. If this could satisfy all the delegations, thank you.
Paraguay? Thank you very much. I can see a smile. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Estamos de acuerdo con esta última propuesta del secretario. Únicamente preguntaría si el párrafo 56 que propuso Chile se refiere al sentido de las discusiones, el nuevo párrafo 56 bis, y el 58 a las conclusiones, entonces nos gustaría aparecer en ambos. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico, and your name will be added there. Seeing no any other flag, Paraguay, I thought you were happy.
Sí, pero realmente se me mezclaron los dos párrafos. Realmente en la discusión participamos con respecto a ambos puntos. Y un último pedido. Nos gustaría que aparezca, o sea, la palabra consenso, que fue lo que, si fuera posible, sin entrar a tallar la decisión del Comité de Principios Generales, o sea, lo que a nosotros nos impulsó es el entendimiento de que los documentos que fluyen, como en el CCFIX, con mucho consenso, se aprueban siempre en el trámite 5.8. Sin embargo, en este documento realmente no se ha dado ese fenómeno, entonces creemos, o sea, manifestamos, es el reflejo de lo que se dijo en la reunión, manifestamos que ese era el pequeño inconveniente con el que tropezamos para creer que se aprobara en ese trámite 5.8. Si bien puede aparecer, es nuestro pedido que aparezca la palabra consenso, que fue lo que motivó el pedido del trámite ordinario. Gracias.
Thank you, Paraguay, much as I would like to make you happy by including that text, but really it's something that is for CCGP, not for this commission, as it was explained by the secretary. Any other comments on these paragraphs, please? Seeing no any other comment, then paragraphs 56 to 60 are adopted, with the addition of paragraphs 56 bis and the changes on paragraph 58 as requested by Chile, South Africa, and Mexico and Paraguay. Can we now go to paragraphs 61 to 65, please? No flag. Thank you very much. Then paragraph 61 to 65 are adopted. Can we go to paragraph 66 to 70, please? European community, please.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, my apologies for this confusion. On paragraph 66, the European community has a suggested amendment. In the first line, we wish to replace the word concern with strong opposition. And in the following paragraph, 67, we would like to drop a mention in the last line of indoxcarb. Thank you.
European community, could you come again, please? And a bit slowly.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we would like to drop in paragraph 66, in the first sentence, the word concern and replace it with the two words strong opposition. This reflects our intervention in the debate on that issue. And in the following paragraph, paragraph 67, in the final sentence, to drop the mention of and indoxacarb. Again, this reflects our intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. That is noted. And I have China, please.
谢谢主席先生，在六十七段的中文的翻译的第一段有一些翻译性的错误，我在这里不想仔细的说，我把我改的一些内容呢，马上提交给秘书处。同时呢，在随后的一些段落中，名称的错误呢，我一并改过来，都提交给秘书处。谢谢。
Thank you, China. If it will not affect the content of the text, but merely translation problem, would I invite you to do that? Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Nosotros proponemos un añadido como párrafo 69 bis que diga algo que manifestamos en la reunión y leo lentamente lo siguiente. Lo puedo entregar por escrito después. La delegación de Chile solicitó se definiera el estatus y procedimiento para las normas, entre comillas, retenidas en el trámite 8. Gracias, señor presidente.
Chile, can you come back again and again slowly, if you don't mind?
Sí, cómo no, señor presidente. La delegación de Chile solicitó se definiera el estatus y procedimiento para las normas retenidas en el trámite 8.
Secretary, please.
Thank you. I think that this point was indeed raised, and in the context of the what is mentioned in paragraph 69, so the Secretariat suggests that this new sentence be added to the current 69 as the last sentence. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Any other flags? Seeing none, then paragraphs 66 to 70 are adopted with the modification suggested by the European Community on paragraph 66 and 67, and with the addition of a sentence under paragraph 69 as proposed by Chile. China, I see a flag up. Sorry. Then we have paragraphs 71 to 75, please. Any comments from the floor? Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Switzerland would like to refer to paragraph 73 and in view of our wish to have a correct account of the discussions, we would like to correct, would like to propose an amendment to the first sentences. So the text would read, the delegation of Switzerland, referring to their written comments in CAC/30(lim/7) recalled that they have always been opposed to the deletion of the reference to Switzerland as the historic country of origin of Emmental cheese in the draft revised standard. Full stop. The delegation stressed the fact that the omission of the reference to Switzerland as the historic country of origin could mislead or deceive the consumer, especially since Switzerland has been recognized as the historic country of origin in the current Emmental standard since 1967. Full stop. We have the following sentence. So what I've read out will replace the beginning of those two sentences. And we'll continue with, in addition, the delegation of Switzerland opposed the establishment of a link to the question of uncertain goods and reiterated the opinion that individuals' cheese standards should be replaced by more general, and here we insert, health-based group standards in accordance with the recommendations of the Codex Evaluation and Strategic Framework. And finally, Mr. Chairman, the sentence which begins, the delegation expressed its strong opposition to the adoption of the, we would like to insert, revised standard. And it would continue with, unless a footnote in section 7.2 was added to indicate the country, in brackets Switzerland, in which the name Emmental had historically originated, and the labeling provisions were dealt with, insert with, separately from questions regarding certain goods, and continue with, and that no mention with regard to the nature of the names of the cheeses concerned is made or accepted. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sizland. I very well remember that intervention, and it's also contained in your LIM document, but well, unfortunately, we couldn't get all of it, and if you can provide the text, we shall appreciate. Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you wish me to read the text again or just provide it to the Secretariat?
Well, we had your presentation. It also contained the LIM document, but if you can provide to the Secretariat, please. Any other comments on paragraphs 71 down to 75, please? Seeing none, then paragraphs 71 down to 75 are adopted with the modification of the text as proposed by Switzerland on paragraph 73. Can we go to paragraphs 76 to 80, please? Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may come back to paragraph 75, I would like to seek a clarification from you, Mr. Chairman, and maybe from the Secretariat, because paragraph 75 speaks in very close and clear terms, saying that on the basis of the above debate, the Chairman closed the discussion and concluded. Mr. Chairman, with and concluded, and then it goes on. Mr. Chairman, with the following discussion, with the, in our view, it was a proposed conclusion that you made. So we do not know at this stage whether it was a proposed conclusion or whether you had, as it states here, concluded. Furthermore, Mr. Chairman, in the third line, which begins off with Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, and that the reservation, Switzerland did not talk of a reservation. We had expressed strong opposition. We did not mention the word reservation at all. So, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to just have some clarification as to the intent of the language given in this paragraph, especially with the tenses, because it really does have an influence on the discussion, the account which is given in the following paragraphs, especially paragraph 76. Thank you.
That was a conclusion from the chair, and it was opposed by Switzerland, and so it was a conclusion. It was concluded. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, according to our notes, the chairperson at that point of time drew the conclusion. And in the view of the Secretariat, unless delegations think otherwise, that was the sentence correctly reflects what the course of events. In regard to the wording of reservation, according to the established practice of the Commission, in its reports, we usually refer to reservation when delegations oppose to the decision of the Commission. Therefore, in our sense, a strong opposition is a form of reservation. But if the Switzerland prefers the term strong opposition, there will be no problem in replacing the term reservation with strong opposition. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And I also recall the Swiss delegation having raised the flag when I had asked, do you want us to reserve your position? And they said, no, it's a strong opposition. So, I mean, we really have to include strong opposition. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As regards 75, we accept the deletion of reservation and the insertion of strong opposition.
Thank you, Switzerland. Any other comment, please, on these paragraphs? Switzerland, I see a flag up. Are you still on something else? Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, it's regarding paragraph 76. If we recall the sequence of events, Mr. Chairman, after our strong opposition, the Codex Secretariat read out the rules which would be applied in such a case, and the events as they unfolded should be, in our view, given here correctly so that we have a correct account of how we came to the vote. Because I'd like to state once again that Switzerland did not ask for the vote. So our proposal for 76, Mr. Chairman, would be the delegation of Switzerland expressed its strong opposition to the chairman's conclusion to adopt the revised Emmental standard without a reference to Switzerland as the country of as the historic country of origin. The Codex Secretary informed the Commission of the general FAO rules 9.4 and 12.16, which would be applied in this case. The delegation of Switzerland submitted an alternative text which proposed the insertion of a footnote in the country of origin provisions indicating Switzerland. In the subsequent discussions, the Codex Secretariat proposed to hold the proposed draft standard at step 8 and send the labelling provisions to the Codex Committee on Food Labelling for further discussion. The delegation of Switzerland supported this proposal. This proposal was put to vote by the chair, and the delegation of Switzerland asked for a roll call vote with the following results. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, delegation of Switzerland. But with due respect, I very well remember you thanked the Secretariat and in fact took that proposal as your proposal. So the intent to make it a Secretariat proposal does mislead us. You had, in fact, and I'm sure the Commission will recall, you having thanked the Secretariat and accepted it as your alternate proposal. So trying to convince the Chair and the Commission to take it that it was a vote on Secretary's proposal, I think, is not proper.
We can simply.
Secretary, please, before we go to Gabon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you just said corresponds to the notes of the Secretariat, and if the Commission so agrees, we can add a reference to the general rules of FAO which governed because of events. the first sentence of the paragraph 76 could therefore then read, the delegation of Switzerland challenged the chairperson's ruling and, comma, in accordance with the general rules of FAO, comma, submitted an alternative proposal. And the sentence can go on. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Switzerland, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indeed, we were also very much enlightened by the general rules of the FAO, which were read out by the Codex Secretariat. And in the sequence, I think it's important to reflect the discussion. Initially, we were asked, requested to give an alternative text, which we did, and this alternative text contained a footnote indicating Switzerland as given in our comments. And as we were talking about, as we were preparing for the vote on that alternative proposal, the Codex Secretariat proposed that the text be sent to the CCFL for further examination. And you requested us whether we agreed to this, and we accepted this proposal because it would help us achieve consensus. So, Mr. Chairman, that's how it went. And in our view, this has to be reflected here. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. And that was before the chair's ruling, which was then contested, and an alternate proposal to the chair's ruling was presented, and that is what was voted on. So I think we all recall that this sequence of events, and I wish not to really open the debate, and I hope Switzerland can understand and also be fair to this current presentation as they have made it. Australia, please. Sorry, I had mentioned Gabon before. Gabon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voudrais simplement demander au secrétariat de vérifier la liste des votants. Il semblerait qu'un pays ait voté à la fois contre et voté pour. Il s'agit du Niger. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Gabon, for pointing out that. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point raised actually points to the error of translation in the French version of the report. Among the countries that voted against the Swiss motion, Niger should be replaced by le Nigeria. So this is an error in French version of the report regarding paragraph 76. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We didn't want to prolong the debate anymore, but in the interest of keeping the report short and succinct, as we've been reminded numerous times this week, to keep the costs down for the Codex Secretariat, we consider that the explanation that the Secretariat has proposed in terms of adding the reference to the FAO rules is sufficient to reflect the procedure that was used to conclude this matter, and in our view, it is sufficient for the purposes of the report of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Italy, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous pouvons soutenir ce qu'ils disent de l'Australie, mais en effet, la proposition de renvoyer les textes au comité pour l'étiquetage était faite à l'origine par le secrétariat du Codex, n'a pas été soutenue que de la Suisse, mais c'est quelque chose que les délégations, au moment du vote, pourraient avoir considéré. Et c'est un passage que, dans quelque façon, on pourrait ajouter. Merci.
Thank you, Italy, for pointing out that. Any other flag, any other comment on this? Seeing no any other flag, then paragraph 75, it's adopted. Switzerland, please.
Mr. Chairman, with due regard, and we appreciate the Commission's patience on this, but it's an issue which is of great importance to Switzerland, and as you recall, we spent a lot of time discussing it. So, Mr. Chairman, we do not agree that it be wrapped up in such a way, and the Swiss proposals are just dismissed in as easily as that, Mr. Chairman. We would like to have in the report the statement as we have recorded it, as we have proposed it to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. It's not a question of accepting or not accepting the text as we have proposed. It's a question of the facts as they unfolded on the day we were handling this agenda item. And I'm sure the rest of the Commission members do agree with the text. And again, we are going to another situation where the ruling of the chair is being contested, and indeed when we talk of a ruling, it means the conclusion of the chair is being contested, and if Switzerland insists, we might again go for another vote. Switzerland, please.
Mr. Chairman, it's not that we are contesting your ruling. There is no, I mean, we're talking about the report. The report is not accurate in our view, and I'm sure, as you have said, and the Secretariat has told us, there is an audio recording of this, of the discussions and the, we've had this week. So, really, Mr. Chairman, I think with the help of the audio recording, we can control the exactitude of what is written here, but we do not agree that what is given in paragraph 76 is accurate. It is not accurate at all. And when you continue, when you look at paragraph 76, as it states, the motion was put to a roll call vote at the request of Switzerland. True, the Secretariat informed us of the way the vote would be cast. He said a default vote, and then unless a delegation asks for something else, and we ask for a roll call vote. But when you look at the text given here, it's not accurate, Mr. Chairman, and it's not acceptable to us that you just dismiss arguments which are put forward by a delegation by saying that you have made a ruling. We really accept the way you've been conducting the commission session. We're very grateful, but in this case, Mr. Chairman, we do not agree the text is not accurate. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland, and I'm sure all the Commission members agree that reference was made to FAO rule, and we have agreed to insert reference to the FAO rule, which in fact contains the explanation and the procedure and the method to be followed in case a chair's ruling is contested. So I thought by having the reference to the specific FAO rule inserted in this paragraph would have adequately covered the process as it unfolded. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Commission is now having difficulties to adopt a report. and namely the paragraph 76. We are now checking what should be the appropriate course of action in such an event with the legal services over the phone. So, Mr. Chairman, my suggestion would be to, for the time being, skip this point and start adopting the other paragraphs and coming to this point at a later stage when we have received due input from the legal service of FAO. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I hope the Commission can agree with this suggestion that we defer adoption of paragraph 76 until such time as would have got the advice from the legal service. Can I have any comments on the other paragraphs, please? Seeing no any other comment, then paragraphs 77, 78, 79, and 80 are adopted. Can we go to paragraphs 81 down to 85, please? Portugal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Portugal, on behalf of the European Community and its member states, would like to ask to attend to the paragraph 81, the following statement. I will read slowly. The European Community and its member states consider that regional standards need not always be converted to to worldwide standards, and that this should be considered on a case-by-case basis after the adoption at step 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.